Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
There you are.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, General.
Well, Mr. President, I think I have what appears to be some bad news, which I don't know whether you've heard.
No.
That, you know, this lawyers committee that's been established, was established by President Kennedy in a meeting that you attended last year. They've had lawyers that have gone into the South, usually young lawyers who have helped in these civil rights cases and have been very helpful to us as we've gone along over the period of the last 8 to 10 months. Bernie Siegel's chairman of it, together with a man by the name of Tweed from New York City. They've had a number of lawyers in Mississippi. They had two lawyers, white lawyers, who left Jackson this morning, bound for another city in Tennessee, another city in Mississippi. Natchez. They were bound for Natchez, and they left at 8 o'clock in the morning. They were supposed to call when they got in. They notified the FBI that they'd call, and it's a two-hour drive. That'd be 10 o'clock our time, and they didn't arrive at noon. And 3 o'clock, the other representative down there notified the state police. And they started looking for them, and they just called us now in the last 15 minutes. And there was some information that they're going to put out a statement at 6 o'clock their time, which is 8 o'clock our time, which is right now, saying that these two men are missing, and that they've asked the federal government, the FBI, to help in their search. I authorized the FBI to get involved in it as actively as they can, but I would think that this could be most serious.
Mm-hmm. Sure does. Who are they?
I haven't got their names.
Mm-hmm. How old are they? Anybody, have they had any trouble?
No, they haven't had any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
They're just working on these cases down there. Walter Sheridan just called up from there, and I think that they're all disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get their backgrounds and send them over.
All right. Is there anything that we can do other than ask the FBI to get into it?
Well, not at the moment, but I think that this is going to bring this whole business to a head, I'm afraid.
Looks like it's going to be a hot time in Mississippi, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and that's just in the country. Because I think that, well, maybe we'll find them, but, you know, I think this one is from one of the biggest law firms in New York City.
How long had they been there?
Several weeks, I understand. I don't know whether it varies.
What were they doing?
They're working on these civil rights cases. You know, where somebody got into difficulty or was beaten. We don't, no white lawyer will take a case down there, and they only have three Negro lawyers in the whole state of Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's been the problem. And so, what these people have done and what they decided to do in conjunction with meetings that they've held with us is that they send private lawyers down there to represent people who got into difficulty. And Bernie Siegel went down there and talked it over with the bar, talked it over with the governor, talked it over with the authorities down there. These people would be coming down unless they would do it themselves. And so the arrangements were made at that time, which was in the spring. Two groups of lawyers, you see. One was the National Lawyers Guild, which is a commie outfit, and they were going to send lawyers down there. And of course, that would be very damaging.
Mm-hmm.
So this group of lawyers decided that they would make lawyers available to anybody that needed them. And they've had lawyers down there, and they've had lawyers in other states, and they've been very, very helpful over the period of the last 8 to 10 months. I'll keep you advised.
That's tragic. That's tragic. Think we should call the governor?
I think you might. Why don't I send over the names and the backgrounds of both of these?
No, I'd call me. Call me anything you hear. Now, how did New York go? I've been in other meetings all day, and since I issued.
Well, I guess the statement went fine. I'm glad that's as far as we went.
Now, Goldwater wants an unpublicized meeting.
Yeah.
And I presume following up the suggestion made to him at this press conference in Chicago yesterday.
You're not going to be able to have an unpublicized meeting.
Of course not. That's silly. But that's what he's asked. And We just got the call a little while ago, and I came out of a meeting with foreign ministers of Latin America, and they told me, we got to see him, we can't refuse to see him. Now, what do you think we ought to do?
Well, Lee White called me about what we might do, and we're working on the possibility of a kind of a statement of what you would like to have come out of that. I think it's so difficult to have an unpublicized meeting, and it's going to sound so suspicious that maybe the ground rules should be laid quite clearly in advance. I think it's much better to have a publicized meeting. I mean, can't have a secret meeting, and then I don't know what after that what comes out of it. But I think just to send somebody down to talk to him, just say that I think if you have a meeting, what are you going to discuss and what's going to come out of it? And that it would be damaging perhaps to the country to have something if the two of you disagree as to what might be done. And let's be glad to meet him under any circumstances, but perhaps you should try to work out in advance what's going to be accomplished and so that it's helpful to the country as a whole. I don't have great confidence in him.
Don't have any?
No.
No, he was talking about Faker and Phony a week ago, and now he's calling up on to come down and says he's sure that I'll conduct myself properly, and he wants to be sure he conducts himself properly. And Reedy told him at the press conference that we didn't need to have any meeting for us to refrain from inflaming or inciting people. And Cindy felt the same way, no purpose of the meeting, but he made a proposal today, so I think we've got to say to him that we'll see him, but maybe we ought to, if it's civil rights, let him talk to one of our people about it before we get together, so if we do have a disagreement, why it won't hurt the country.
That's what I think. That's what I think.
Of course, this may change the complexion of it a little bit.
That's right. That's right. I think that just, that's correct. I think that, to go out of a secret meeting and have him then saying what you said to him and what he said to you at a time that is what he thinks is beneficial to him is not very helpful to you or to the country.
Harris got a poll coming out there to Goldwater 55, Johnson 45 in the South. That shows a overall drop of 10 points in our rating in the last week.
Burke Marshall had lunch with the governor down there on Tuesday, on yesterday, I guess yesterday or the day before.
Mississippi?
No, in Georgia. And, I think that they have some concern about how this is developing.
I didn't understand it. He has some concern?
Yes.
He has great concern, as I do, as I think all of them do. I think that, I think it's almost beyond their reach. Someone told me today, Humphrey told me today, that he talked to Eastland today, and Eastland said it was beyond the control of the governor, or of him, of anyone else in Mississippi. And he didn't know whether they'd have anybody at the convention or not. And he was very distressed about the developments in the last few days. Carl Sanders talked to us yesterday, and
he's upset.
We're quite very much so. Says that Georgia is in one hell of a shape. His interview was at Goldwater had made great progress in Georgia. I think that they had a cut and dried deal with this fellow Grenier of Alabama, and they agreed that he'd take over his campaign, and that Wallace would get out, and Wallace could keep his dough, and he'd gotten a good deal of money in it.
I think we really have to, I think a real good deal of thought has to go into as far as these northern communities and these industrial areas, because, what's going to be done, I think Mr. President. It's a major mistake to let him choose this battleground now and have it this struggle and this election over the question of civil rights. And because I know if it comes down to the question of civil rights, Democrats are going to have a very tough time. I think we got to get it off that.
Yes, of course, the difficulty, what we need to get it on is his impetuousness and his impulsiveness and his wanting to turn the bomb over to somebody else.
Yes,
and
but
course,
even more than that, in my judgment, is the economics. I think that'll scare people, and I think that's helpful. But people, it's difficult for people sometimes to understand exactly what turning the bomb over to the NATO commander. They don't know whether it's already in the hands of the NATO commander.
Well, that's the problem we got.
Yeah, but I think to get it into also to economics of what this is going to mean, and what's going to mean as far as your lunch pail is concerned, what's going to mean as far as your family, and what's going to mean is when you get sick, what's going to mean economically. When the country's at peace as it is now, and they're not concerned about the Russians as much, and they're not concerned about it's not a crisis like the Berlin Wall or Cuba, then they're going to be thinking.
I don't know, mother's pretty worried. She thinks her child drinking contaminated milk, or that maybe she's going to have a baby with two heads, or things like that. He's pretty vulnerable, and I think will take care of himself some. I think it, but I certainly agree with you. Civil rights is
not our
there's view. Something around our neck.
Yeah. I think we get on the. I think just with using our best brains and not just letting. I mean, just deciding now what how it's going to be run over the period of the next few months and what your television spots are going to be and what you're going to stress at the convention. You know, I think I don't know what is being done, but I think it's just not a hell of a lot of planning has to go into it. I just remember the last time when we finished our convention. Now we were dead in August because we just took so much time planning it and doing about television and all those things. And I just think that, you know, really a good deal of thought and the best minds that we have in this field should now be working on what's going to be talked about in Chicago and what's going to be talked about in Philadelphia, New York City, and Buffalo and Los Angeles, and know what your television spots are going to be, when they're going to begin, and kinds of things that speakers up there now should be stressing and talking about, and not have everybody just, you know, just becoming panicky about civil rights. Because that's where we're vulnerable. I agree.
You sent that material over to me. Let me get it, and I'll probably call the governor after a while.
Fine.
I'll be back in touch with you.
Right.